We begin today with soccer and the news that title holders Sparta Prague have lost two league games on the trot for the first time in 2 years. After being beaten 1-0 at home by Banjik Ostrava last weekend, on Sunday the champions lost by the same result away to Dukla Prague. Sparta boss Vítězslav Lavička was without midfielders Hushbauer and Maracek, who were ill, while he rested forwards Lafata, Dočkal and Krejci ahead of a forthcoming European game. But still, said Lavička, there was no excuse for his team's performance.
Recently, it seems that our lightness of touch has disappeared when it comes to passing and creating chances. Our creation of goal-scoring opportunities has become overly complicated. But it should be said that Dukla really defended thoroughly. But that's no excuse for our performance. We're lacking quality, accuracy, and self-sacrifice in shooting positions.
The only goal of the game came from Tomáš Berger, son of Sparta legend Jan Berger. That strike came midway through the first half, and Dukla captain Patrik Gedeon, a former Slavia player, denied suggestions that his side had tried to shut up shop after that.
We weren't trying to protect that scoreline. I think we were dangerous going forward and had some chances. But they're Sparta, a high-quality side, and it's not easy to defend against them. We couldn't have tried any harder, and that's the only way to play them. I think the last time I beat Sparta was in 2002 or 2001. It was in the Czech Cup with Slavia at Strahov.
Despite that defeat, the defending champions are only 3 points behind current leader Slavia, who beat Viktoria Pilsen 1-0 in the capital at the weekend. Sparta welcomed Dutch side Zvolle in the Europa League playoff game on Thursday after the sides drew 1-1 last week. In athletics, the Czech Republic's Barbara Špotáková has been beaten for the first time this season. On Sunday, the recently crowned European champion came second behind Elizabeth Gleadle of Canada in the women's javelin at a Diamond League meeting in Birmingham. Špotáková's compatriot Denisa Rosolová came third in the women's 400 metres hurdles. Tennis, and on the eve of the US Open, Petra Kvitová triumphed in the Connecticut Open in New Haven with a 6-4, 6-2 win over Magdalena Rybáriková of Slovakia in Saturday's final. It was the second New Haven title for Kvitová, who seeded third in the US Open. The Czech has won Wimbledon twice but has never got past the fourth round at Flushing Meadows. Finally, swimming and the Czech team at the European Championships in Berlin left empty-handed. The biggest disappointment was for Petra Chocová, who failed to defend her 2012 title in the 50 metres breaststroke, finishing sixth in Sunday's final. And that's all the sport for today.